Speaking of blacklists, listening audience would have paid a lot of money to eavesdrop on our off-air conversation the last 5 or 6 minutes. You know,
yes,
that was recorded, wasn't
Focus
it?
Focus so Insurance can... Services does do health insurance.
We do. We do all lines of insurance. So
you're insane.
We do it.
You're nuts.
We do it.
You want to repeat? I think it's safe enough to repeat what your expert in house, Travis, is that what his name is?
John Rothstein.
I was close.
Yes, John Rothstein.
And then Romero.
Maybe
his,
I'll ask John if his middle name is Travis.
Does he have a relative name?
Yes. Yeah, brother, evil twin brother. Yeah. So John works with a lot of our clients, both individual and group insurance. And the one thing that he tells them all is, "Hey, I know what the information is today." But tomorrow,
as it relates to health insurance,
but tomorrow is a totally different story because it's a changing environment right now. And there's a lot that's happening, but staying informed, it's just like homeowners insurance, staying informed, educating yourself, having somebody on your side that can walk you through the facts and the figures and make sure that you've got as much information as you can.
Well, we won't
make a good decision.
We won't high center on this, but I am one of the 14 million happy little clams that love my doctor, love my policy, that got a letter stating,
sorry,
you're done.
Sorry. Letter.
You
have 1 year and good luck with. Yeah. Here's
you're
the
out.
Link.
You're out, bub.
Yep.
And it's not because I've had claims.
Yep. Nope.
Anyway, Jennifer actually mentioned off air we should have a politically orientated show. And
I take it back.
It was a priceless behind the scenes segment.
We could go deep there, couldn't we? Let's talk a little bit. We're talking about homeowners insurance, and off air we got a little off because we asked Clay, do y'all do health insurance? And just in the tremendously confusing environment that whole industry's in right now, we got kind of on a little bunny trail there. But let's bring it all back to homeowners insurance because we are a non-political homeowner show here designed to help all Arizona homeowners regardless of political affiliation.
Perfect.
Is that clear? Jennifer, is that where you want us to be?
Every Arizona homeowner's best
Every
friend.
Single
And the only way to do that is just stay away from it.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. Let's talk a little bit about the landlord insurance, the renter's insurance, as it differentiates from the homeowner's insurance.
This is a classic one. This is a good one because a lot of folks, through the downturn and recession, a lot of people bought those homes that are, you know, that were on sale, right, so to speak, on the dips, turn them into great rental properties. And that's been going on here in Phoenix for decades and decades. But the common misconception we see all the time is we'll get clients that say, no, I want a homeowner's policy on there. Right. Just
right.
like I have on my house.
Right.
And I want liability. I want to protect all my personal belongings that are in there. But from the insurance company's perspective, it's a totally different risk. It's a risk that maybe when you're in between tenants, right, that home is vacant. Maybe the insurance company worries about things like that pool that's in the backyard when nobody's present. The thing that the insurance company also knows is when it's not being occupied by the owner, there tends to be more problems or more claims.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So when you're living in your own personal house, right, when you spot check that leak that's coming from that skylight, you're on it, right? You want to get on top of that leak really quick. But at your rental house, sometimes that's not the case, right? It tends to be a little bit slower claims process. So you want to make sure that you have the right policy. We call those landlord policies. In the industry, we'll call them dwelling fire policies. So contact your agent if you've got
that's
one of those rentals.
That's kind of morbid.
Isn't it? Dwelling fire, right? That's direct and right to the point, isn't it? So you want to make sure
you think the marketing department would like work on that.
That's why we call them landlord policies. A little bit softer, isn't it? So you would want, if you own the house, let's be clear, if you own that house that's a rental, you want the dwelling fire or the landlord policy. Encourage your renters, though, to get a renter's policy. And the reason is the renter's policy covers all their personal belongings inside of there, right? The renter's personal belongings, their clothes, their TVs, their couches. And the landlord's policy covers really the structure itself. And it usually has a little bit of coverage for things like washers and dryers that you might already have in there.
Okay. Now, go ahead, bud.
Washers and dryers.
Yeah.
We have said before, based on some statistics we have.
You got to be careful with those.
Red, yes.
Yeah.
Broken hose to the water heater or the washing machine causes more claims than anything else in the home.
Broken hose.
Broken hose to the
that.
To the
yeah,
washing
that's right.
machine.
Right, so we've got water going in there. So I would say this is
And it never happens when you're home.
Why is that? None of this stuff doesn't happen when you come home. No finger pointing.
A dream two-week vacation and there to open the door and find six inches of water.
Yeah, it was a one-week vacation and I found some water. I think you really got to watch that because the insurance company is going to want to know, was it a pipe break? Was it a pipe breaking? Or was it just...
It's usually the hose from the wall to the unit.
And so I would say under most circumstances, I would say most insurance companies are going to repair the damage that the water does. But if your machine is broken, et cetera, they're probably not going to repair that. Any hose breaking or any pipe leaking, you know, you're basically going to have the insurance company cover the damage, but you're probably going to have to come out of pocket to fix the plumbing itself.
I know I took you off track of where you wanted to go, but it came up.
No, these are good.
The topic, homeowners insurance, absolutely has melted our phones system during the show today. We're asking homeowners to call in 1-888-767-4348 and report to us the name of your insurance company. Have you ever had to make a claim? And would you rate that experience a 1 to 10? 1, it forced you to go find someone else to insure your home. 10, it was perfectly acceptable and you thought everything was done fairly. We're also asking contractors to rate insurance companies they've had to work with in the past on the same basis, 1 to 10. But it's that time in the show right now where we always encourage you to log on to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Don't forget to vote for us as the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state while you're there. The tab to do that's right there on the homepage. We're proud to announce that we have been the number one contractor referral in the entire state of Arizona for 5 years running. We beat out every local and every national referral directory on the planet. So thank you for your continued allegiance. We will continue and pledge to you to continue our vigilance and making sure only the very best of the best ever get there. We're not trying to be the biggest. We're just trying to be the best. You can find the 100 best contractors in all of Arizona in your neighborhood right there at Rosie on the House. Also on the homepage, we have a thing called an Arizona staycation that we started in the middle of the Great Recession here, where we encourage people not to leave Arizona with their vacation money. Spend your money locally. So we started the Arizona staycation with the help of Sanderson Ford, the Arizona Office of Tourism, and our friends at Arizona Highways. Sanderson Ford, you register for the Arizona staycation. We pick a winner once a month. You can actually go to Sanderson Ford on 51st Avenue there in Maryland, pick any car they have in the demo lot, and they'll give it to you for 2, 3, 4 days. Jennifer buys you a gas card, so you get to go wherever you want for free. We find out where you want to go, when you want to go. There's no blackout dates, and we get with our friends at Arizona Highways and the Office of Tourism, and we arrange your lodging and all your food as best we can. And Jennifer, you've done a pretty good job. These people are all taking these trips for free.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I got a thank you note just this morning from Roger and Mary. They went to the Avenue Lodge in Flagstaff area.
Yeah, it's right there south of Flagstaff in Mountain Air. You take the Kachina Village exit and you go east. And it used to be called the Sled Dog Inn.
Well,
all the mushers used to stay there.
They actually have on site a little sled dog inn. So Roger and Mary have two schnoodles named Floyd and Earl, and they got to go along as well.
I don't think I'd have admitted that.
And they loved it. They said everyone at Avenue was perfect and wonderful, and that it was really great to be able to leave the dogs in the kennel. They went up and saw the canyon. They've been recommending it to everyone. They said it's just a great place to stay if you're wanting to buzz around up in northern Arizona, and they love the MKX.
Well, the thing I like about the Avenue Lodge is it was built as a lodge. I am not a big fan of bed and breakfast because I don't like sleeping in a bedroom so close to someone you don't know you can hear them snore. You know, the other bed and breakfast I really like is that little Ramsey Inn down in Hereford, down at the beautiful little Ramsey Canyon. That's another beautiful. But Avenue Lodge was built as a lodge. The rooms are big, all private bathrooms, lots of privacy between rooms. It's big enough so you don't feel like you're staying with an aunt that you don't really know. That's what I feel like in a bed and breakfast. I'm always imposing on someone's house. You know, I don't know. I'm kind of weird that way. But Avenue Lodge, we'd like to thank them for participating in the Arizona staycation. And again, congratulations to the couple.
Roger and Mary.
With their schnookerdoodles.
Schnoodles.
What are they? Earl and what?
Floyd, I think.
Earl and Floyd.
Floyd.
Kind of insurance would you recommend for Earl and Floyd?
I think there's pet insurance we could get in there. We could get, what else could we do?
Now, I know.
Insurance for Avenue?
I know a lot of people insure horses, but people don't really insure pets, do they?
Oh, Rosie. Yeah, absolutely.
Do they really?
Absolutely. Yeah, pet insurance is one of the newer insurances
King,
out there.
Honestly.
Those little
King. King the killer.
What are they? Schnoodles?
Schnoodles, Floyd.
Snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles.
Yeah. That's a cookie.
I would think you'd, if you were going to insure an animal, taking a snickerdoodle to where a mush dog, a sled dog
with the huskies.
Habitat. You might need a little insurance on that dog.
A little dog, snack dog.
Just one more example of another couple that have enjoyed the Arizona staycation. We've sent veterans up to Buck Springs Resorts up in Overgard. We've sent family to go to do a family reunion in Ash Fork. They stayed in Williams. We've sent people to the train up
London
in
Bridge,
London
Copper
Bridge.
Queen.
So the Copper Queen,
mm-hmm,
exactly.
Great place.
Arizona staycation. I love this segment of the show.
Most of my staying is in the back of a truck or camping out, but I will have to give a little testimony to the Hannigan Metal Lodge. That was a sharp setup.
Yep. That is a good setup. You know,
we went up. We were going to do a family camping, but when it woke up and it was 9 degrees, we realized it just wasn't realistic to nurse an infant in that kind of weather. So we had the camp set up, but we also had a little lodge to stay in at night. Man, that's a nice little setup.
It is.
And you know what? We've been there, and they serve a very nice little dinner in the dining room. They do.
That's
they,
real camping right
they,
there.
Yeah. They do a pretty darn good ribeye steak at Hannigan Meadow. So there you go. The Arizona staycation, just one more component of how we here at Rosie on the House are doing everything we can to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. When we get back, we'll be wrapping up with my good friend Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services. Y'all stay tuned, and we're continuing the poll by website, by Facebook, and by phone. Let us know how you score your insurance company. 1-888-767-4348. We haven't had very many topics that'll blow up the phone like this before.